At the beginning of the video, he shows a CD or a disc. He immediately draws the geometric shape of an oblate spheroid. We can see how he separates the oblate spheroid with a disc that has a hole in the center. Then, below, he draws a circle with a swastika inside and immediately paints it completely black. From this, black circle rays come out and three rays pass through the hole in the center. Below he writes, still. One of the possible meanings of this black circle may be the black sun. He draws reliefs on the edge of the hole and writes North Pole. And above this hole, inside what would be the celestial vault, he draws a star, the polar star or Polaris. He marks two points and connects them in a circle and writes, equator. He draws two lines that go down from the polar star to the two points. The lines form a triangle. He highlights two of the rays coming out of the black sun and also forms a triangle, but vice versa. And he writes, as above so below. It's one of the seven principles of Hermes Trismegistus. It appears on the emerald tablet and then in the Kybalion. He erases the intersections and draws the sun and moon. And he makes a gesture of rotation. He draws two arrows to show the distance of the moon and the sun. Both are 3,300 miles or 5,310 kilometers away. Then he measures the diameter of the sun and moon, being the same with a diameter of 32 miles or 51 kilometers. He draws continents on the surface and on the other side as well. He points both sides and writes, same. Below he writes summer land. He draws rays coming out of the black sun and writes, Northern Lights. The center of the drawing is equal to the Mason symbol, which is a square and a compass. He points out the ray coming out of the black sun toward the moon and then he erases the face of the moon. He makes signs explaining that the sun doesn't light up the moon. Who does it is the black sun.